totally new scene in Donegal now. There's been continuity over the past few years with Jim McGuinness and Rory. Now they're both gone. Declan Bonner's back in now. It's a new scene for everybody.
Yeah. As you mentioned, we had good continuity there between the end of Jim's era and Rory's era. A lot of similar faces on board and a lot of men working behind the scenes that we're familiar with. But suppose now, Declan's committing now and we're looking forward to meet him over the next few weeks and meet his backroom team and see his plans. But there's a lot of continuity between a lot of the underage players now that have come into the squad that Declan has coached from under 16 right up the way to under 21. And a lot of those boys will be familiar to the way he works and they're very... very quick to praise him and we're looking forward to meeting him and getting working with him now in the next few months.
You lost a lot of players last year and it was a difficult year because young players came in and it maybe took them a wee while to bed in. They've had that extra year of experience now, so this is the year that they need to stand up and really be counted.
Yeah, it's well documented the amount of players we lost there in a short space of time, but obviously 2017 ended up very disappointingly for us and it's been a long winter since. The manner in which the Tyrone and the Galway game ended wasn't good and we wouldn't be happy about it, but a lot of these young players including the boys that came in last year cut themselves very well in Division 1 and they've showed that they're very good players. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 year olds are decent players if they can play week in week out very well in Division 1, so hopefully now we can stand up this year and as a group we'll push it on to another level.
The McKenna Cup's going to be important this year. Not really a time for experimentation, but really a time for Declan to put a stamp on the scene and to lay down a style of play and get things going early.
Yeah, Declan definitely has his ideas in the back of mind of what he's trying to do in the McKenna Cup. But at the end of the day, the McKenna Cup's not to be all and end all of everything. We're going to approach it very seriously, and we'll take it as well as we can. But we'll be building towards the league and building towards then into the summer and. We have a lot of young players who need to get experience and a lot of boys, it's been a long break since we were knocked out, so we have a lot of football that can be played, but the McKenna Cup will build us towards the league.
And it'll not be an under 21 side this year or an under 20 side, it'll be your senior team will go out to play in the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, well, we haven't talked about it too much, we haven't met up, and so when we meet up we'll discuss it, but there's been no word about what the plans are yet, but I presume it'll be a mixture of young and experienced going into the McKenna Cup this year.
And Donegal have a bit of ground to make up, the big two, as they would say, Tyrone and Donegal, they're fallen a wee bit adrift on that score, so you want to push on and close that gap this year.
Yeah, last year was very disappointing. We had a very good result against Tyrone in the league in Balbuffet, but unfortunately when it came to the important part of the season, the summer, they beat us well, and there's no hiding the hurt and the pain when you lose to any team, especially Tyrone, in that manner. So we'll be looking to build towards Ulster this year. We'll be planning our season around preparing for Ulster, and we'll be looking forward to a competitive time come May, June, July.
The season ended badly, of course, with the Galway game. It was a heavy defeat and an unexpected sort of margin of defeat that time.
Yeah, there's no hiding it. The Galway result was not flattering anyway. It was one of those games that was kind of shell shocked. You came off the field not really knowing what happened. It was an extremely disappointing performance by us as players, and the goals we conceded in the first half, killed the game off before it ever became competitive. So. We're going to have to look in that and analyse what went wrong on that day and the few weeks leading up to it, but that probably all was coming from the stigma of losing to Tyrone by so heavily in the build-up of games leading up to that, so it was very disappointing and something we'll look to rectify now this summer.